In verse 15, you see Daniel saying that he had seen the vision. He'd seen the complete vision. But in verse 16, it says, "And I heard a man's voice between the banks of the Ulai, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision." This is a different Hebrew word. This is the little snapshot. Essentially, what Gabriel's told to do here is make him understand the little snapshot. He's going to tell him about the entire vision as well, but what really wants to be emphasized, what the Lord wants Gabriel to emphasize most to Daniel, is the little snapshot vision. There's one part of this whole vision that he really wants him to understand. And if you read verse 17, after Gabriel's told to make him understand this vision, he says, "So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid and fell upon my face. But he said unto me, Understand, O son of man, for at the time of the end shall be the vision." And this word vision is the little snapshot vision. And whatever this little snapshot vision that Gabriel needs to make Daniel understand is, whatever the little snapshot is, and I'm contrasting it with the entire vision, it takes place at the time of the end. Now, if you drop down to verse 19, still speaking on this same subject, and he said, "Behold," Gabriel says, "Behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation, for at the time appointed, the end shall be." Now, this is in agreement with chapter 11. The end is at the time of the appointed, and when you put that together with verse 17, the time of the end is when the vision takes place. This little snapshot vision, whatever it is here in chapter 8, it's going to be fulfilled at the time of the end, at the time of the appointed, and at the end. It's going to take place at the end of some time prophecy, evidently, based on what we've already looked at in Daniel 11, 24, and onward for pagan Rome and papal Rome. If you drop down to verse 26, you'll see that in verse 26, there is, in your King James, the word vision twice. But it's both these Hebrew words, one meaning the snapshot, one meaning the entire vision. Let's read verse 26. "And the vision," and this is the snapshot, "and the vision of the evening and mornings which was told is true. Wherefore shut up the vision," shut up the entire vision, for it shall be for many days." The little vision, the little snapshot, that according to verse 17 takes place at the time of the end, and according to verse 19 will take place at the end or the time of